May the words that I speak and the thoughts in our hearts be always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Today, I want to think about commitment and activity. The Gospel reading gives us some good indications to what we should be about. This is one of the most vivid parables of Jesus, and the lesson from it is crystal clear. God will judge us in accordance with our reaction to human need. God's judgment is not about how much knowledge we have. It is not about whether we are famous or not. It is not about how wealthy we are or how much money we give, but about help we have or have not given. So what must we do? The parable tells us what sort of help we are to give. First, it must be help in simple things: giving the hungry person a meal, the thirsty person a drink, welcoming the stranger, cheering up the sick, visiting the prisoner. All these are things that any of us can do. It's not a question of giving away thousands of pounds or establishing ourselves in the history books. It's a case of giving simple help to people that we meet every day. Second, it must be help that is quite uncalculating. Those who helped did not think that they were helping Christ, and so chalking up credit in heaven. They helped because they could not stop themselves helping. It was the natural, instinctive, and uncalculating reaction of the loving person. On the other hand, the reaction of those who failed to help was, if we had known it was you, we would gladly have helped. We thought it was no one special, so didn't bother. It is still true. There are many who will help as long as they are praised and thanked publicly. But that is not really help at all. It is simply a form of pride. It's not generous or loving, but a disguised form of selfishness. The help that wins the approval of God is the help which comes naturally and for no other reason than doing something for someone else. Third, Jesus tells us that all such help is given to him because he is in each person who is helped. If help is withheld, then it is withheld from Jesus. If someone wants to please a parent, then one of the quickest ways is to help a child. God is our Father, and we are his children. He is delighted when the help is given to even the most insignificant person. There are at least two men who have found this parable of Jesus about help very true. One was Francis of Assisi. He was very rich. He came from a good family. He had plenty of spirit in him, but he was not happy. Something was missing from his life. One day, when he was out riding, he met a leper who was ugly and repulsive. Something made him dismount and fling his arms around the sufferer, and in his arms, the ugly face of the leper turned into the face of Jesus. The other was Martin of Tours. He was a Roman soldier and a Christian, and one cold winter day, he was riding into a city when a beggar asked him for money. Martin had no money, but the beggar was blue with cold and shivering. Martin took his soldier's coat, worn and frayed as it was, cut it in two, and gave half to the beggar. That night he had a dream. In it he saw heaven and Jesus wearing half a coat. Someone said to Jesus, "Master, why are you wearing that coat? Who gave it to you?" Jesus answered, "My servant Martin gave it to me." The parable we started from, the sheep and the goats, is about the sort of help we should give. The Good Samaritan gave help in a particular situation, and something we must do, but we must also be prepared to help in everyday situations that are around us. We must learn to act without even giving it a thought or even having to think about it. It should become the natural thing to do anywhere and at any time. When we learn to help in the simplest things of life, then we learn the joy of helping Jesus Christ and become good stewards of his gifts. In the parable of the Good Samaritan, Jesus told his questioner to go and do as he did. We should follow that example. Amen.